Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Earlier this week, network TV debuted yet another show about crime in Chicago. APB stars an impulsive billionaire played by Justin Kirk who takes control of a police district in Chicago that's struggling to control crime. Here's Kirk's character showing off some new technology to the police force.
This is just the beginning. I show you some of the things I got. Boom, your heads will explode. Brains everywhere. We don't have enough paper towels for that. Let's get to questions.
Yeah, I got one.
Why is some rich guy able to buy justice?
Is crime only an issue when it touches you?
And joining us now is NPR TV critic Eric Deggans. Hey, Eric.
Hey.
So clearly some connections here could be drawn. An eccentric law and order billionaire coming to power. He's promising to solve big problems. Coincidence? Or
I have no idea who you could be talking about.
You know. Well, is it a coincidence, Eric, do you think, that this is happening? Did the producers try to draw this connection?
I think it's a coincidence. Because this show was greenlit back in May when it wasn't thought that Trump would actually land in the White House. And when you watch particularly the pilot and the first few episodes, you see that he's more like a Tony Stark character. I think the idea was, you know, what if Tony Stark, the guy who created Iron Man in the movies, you know, what if some combination of like Bill Gates and Mark Zuckerberg and Tony Stark, you know, took over a police precinct and tried to deal directly with crime. And in the second episode in particular, we see this character, this billionaire character, making very impulsive decisions based on his gut feeling about people. And the show depicts that as mostly working. Huh. And so I think there's a commentary on how our government is operating that they didn't intend, but it certainly comes through when you watch the show in today's political reality. And beyond that, you know, Chicago is struggling with some very specific crime issues.
Well, I want to ask you about that because NBC already has three series set in Chicago. Showtime recently picked up a drama called The Chi. It's produced in part by the rapper Common, who's from Chicago. Are these shows doing a good job of depicting this complicated city?
Well, I think we're talking apples and oranges in a certain way. These shows that are going to be on network television, that are going to be NBC and CBS and ABC, you know, we're talking about APB on Fox and we're talking about the Chicago shows on NBC. They're much more mainstream shows. They tend to stick to the way cops have always been portrayed on television, where the system is generally trustworthy. And when it breaks down because individual people are corrupt or make bad decisions or are inept. You know, when you talk about The Chi, that's a show that's more in premium cable on Showtime. It'll probably be more like The Wire. Those kind of shows do tackle systemic issues because they're more complex and they're trying to tell stories that feel different and that get at, you know, the way – try to be more realistic. And I think that's why The Wire, in fact, you know, kind of struggled for viewership. It wasn't telling a typical cop story, and it was talking about systemic issues, and it was sort of attacking this idea that we have that this basic criminal justice system that we have set up generally works, which is what people want to believe.
Which leads us to this next show, another crime drama, this time out of Los Angeles, Fox's reboot of Training Day. Now, you remember this was a movie that Denzel Washington starred in 2001, but here's a scene from the TV show where the older detective, played by Bill Paxton, is training his new partner, who's played by Justin Cornwell.
This job, they require you to be somewhat economical with the truth. Man who lies to his old lady will lie to anyone, so I'm gonna ask you again. Do you lie to your wife?
No. I tell her the truth. That's kind of the point of being married.
Wrong. There's no point in being married.
So, Eric, you know, this is interesting because this remake swaps the races of the two main characters. It's the veteran cop who is white in the TV show and the rookie who is black. How does that change the dynamic of this program?
Well, I think it changes the dynamic because in the movie, Denzel Washington's character was kind of a product of the neighborhood that he was ruling over with an iron fist. He was a corrupt cop, and he takes on this trainee that he kind of knows has been placed in his unit to spy on him and toys with him. And he drives around this muscle car, and he lives in the neighborhood, and, you know, he's of the place that he's policing. When you take a crime drama, you set it in Los Angeles, you have this guy who's policing, again, poor neighborhoods of color, but, you know, he's a white guy and his trainee is black, then suddenly the power dynamic is reversed. Mm. And the corrupt cop is not from the neighborhood that he's sort of abusing. And so it changes everything. And, I've only seen two episodes of this show. It does wind up becoming another silly CBS police procedural that they've kind of stuck these two characters in. And all the sort of interesting things that the movie was trying to say about race and policing and this particular character kind of go out the window simply by changing the race of the two characters.
Huh. So, you know, race and policing very much a part of the real life zeitgeist and, of course, what we're seeing on TV, some doing it better than others. NPR TV critic Eric Deggans, thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.